The following program is sponsored by Brainstorm Media.
HealthWatch KC is brought to you by Health Plus, the natural and holistic approach to better health. Prime Sleep, where your sleep is our prime concern. And by the legendary Jess and Jim Steakhouse and RC's Chicken in Martin City. There's always a great meal waiting for you in Martin City.
It's HealthWatch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather on KCMO.
Okay, Rich, it's 2 weeks in a row. It's almost a record. I'm Randy Miller. Dr. Rich Prather is here, HealthWatch KC, talking about your health and so many different aspects of health. I learned so much last week. I retained none of it.
You retained none of it.
I retained none of it, but it was fascinating. And again, let's talk about what you do. You're a chiropractor, but you're much more than a chiropractor because you treat a lot of different ways, right?
Well, yeah, we try to be a little bit more than just a chiropractor.
Yeah. I mean, you know a lot more because you have to know a lot more to work in your clinic because you guys really kind of do it all.
Well, yeah, you're right. We do take a very eclectic approach, don't we?
Well, yeah, an eclectic, holistic, alternative. For people that may not know and that have just kind of heard those phrases,
sure.
What is alternative medicine?
Well, we can look at medicine a couple different ways, but one of them, the normal, what we call medicine here in this country,
yeah,
we'll call it allopathic medicine. That's your MD, that's your DO. You're going to go see them at their clinic. We pretty much all know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
We've all experienced that for the most
part. Right. You're in and out, you're done, you got a pill, and you go home. But I've also heard like Western medicine versus other things.
Sure. Now, when we get into the alternative medicine world.
Right.
So one of the ones that comes to mind would be acupuncture.
Right.
Acupressure, which is just needleless acupuncture.
Right.
You have your chiropractic gets lumped in there. You have some massage. You have Reiki, a new word you learned, I think.
Actually, I'll tell you what, Reiki is the way I used to pronounce it because my wife practiced that for a while.
Sure. So you're familiar.
Yeah.
That gets
very
in
familiar. And that's all with touch and
sure.
Pressure points and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Right?
And then, And then,
or at least she called it Reiki. I liked it. Whatever that's worth. But you know, when you start talking about these things, I think it's a lot more acceptable now and people want to find out more about those types of alternative ways to take care of yourself.
Yeah. When patients come in, they're asking much more specific questions.
Yeah.
So they want to know, they have a desire to try to do the least invasive means to help themselves.
Well, and not only that, they want to know how to take care of themselves when they go home.
Sure.
Right?
They're trying to practice what we call wellness or preventative medicine now.
Yeah. I mean, essential oils, all those kinds of same kind of cannabinoid creams, those kind of things. And we have a guy, one of your friends that's coming on a program this week that is kind of a fascinating thing. I've never heard of this before, but he is a
biological dentist.
A biological dentist.
Yes. Okay. Dr. Jack Ferguson.
And what makes him different and not the regular kind of dentist?
Well, he is going to try to, he practices a very natural form of dentistry.
Okay. Oh, no anesthesia?
Well, you know, a little bit. You can have a little bit.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He's going to, no mercury. He can actually test you beforehand to see if you're going to react to some sort of a chemical or as a product that he might give you.
Okay. I can't wait to find out about this because
it's fascinating.
And you've gone to him.
Yes, I do go
right?
to him.
Okay.
Yes.
You're a patient.
I am.
All right. Well, this
full disclosure.
This is going to be fascinating. It's a good stuff. And we're also going to talk about headaches.
Yeah, let's talk about headaches.
And a lot of people suffer from headaches, and especially, you know, you just feel bad for the people that have the migraine headaches because, boy.
Those are some of the worst headaches. And a patient will come in with a headache.
Yeah.
And you can just see it in their face.
Right.
They're just miserable. And I always have to explain to somebody, a spouse or somebody who's with them.
Yeah.
I know you get migraines. And no, I don't.
Right.
Well, I want you to understand, this is not a typical headache. Her head or his head just doesn't hurt.
Okay. That's a good point because if you don't know how to identify a migraine headache, you just got a headache.
Well, yeah, and it's hard. How do you understand what it feels like?
Right, exactly.
I used to suffer from cluster headaches, and we'll get into those a little bit.
Okay.
But it's a horrible, horrible experience.
Well, and you know, you've talked about how the body kind of helps itself.
Sure.
And once you clear everything out
sure.
of it. And it's one of those things where I know when my wife came to see you for a chiropractic visit, she mentioned she had TMJ. And you were able to do something about it. And she never even thought before to even mention that to a chiropractor.
Well, you know, your jaw is a joint. And,
yeah, right.
And in chiropractic, we treat joints. So there are issues that can occur in your joint, in your jawbone there, in,
right.
you know, in your mandible that can get it out of alignment. And you'll notice... some people notice when they're eating that one side of their mouth hurts, or if you watch someone talk, you'll see their jaw go back
right.
and forth.
Right.
And those can be signs. Also, TMJ headaches.
Really?
That is its own thing. Yes. Because our friend Jack Ferguson is coming on, Dr. Ferguson.
Right.
I started just researching a little bit of dentistry. And I came across something that I learned about today.
Okay, then is which comes first, the TMJ or the headache?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess chicken and egg.
Yeah, right?
I go one of the two, right?
But they can be connected, huh?
They can. And what I learned was that you not only can you get a TMJ headache, but you can have clenching teeth. You can have sore, loose teeth. These are all signs of TMJs and headaches.
Wow.
You know, your jaw locks, your difficulty swallowing. And, you know, I thought, well, these are some really neat things I never knew about.
Yeah.
And one of the neatest ones was, do you know what tinnitus is? You ever heard that term?
I have. Is that a ringing in your ear?
Ringing in your ear.
Yeah.
That can be a sign of a TMJ and a headache.
Really?
Tinnitus. You know, and hissing, buzzing, ringing in the ear. I learned something really neat.
Wow.
Vertigo, getting dizzy.
Yeah.
That can be a sign. So sometimes when we learn these things, it begins to kind of let little light bulbs go off.
And at least you know if it's you suffering from that, you know what to look for and what kind of treatment to get, right?
Sure. And then you can look for somebody who can help you with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's a cluster headache?
A cluster headache. A cluster headache is considered one of the worst headaches that you can get.
Really?
It's very high up on the scale. And for me, I used to get a cluster headache. I'd get a little tickle behind my eye, and it was a pain that would hit. And you almost can't think.
Wow.
It's so intense.
Wow.
And you'll see people pacing. They'll pace or they'll want to be left alone. They'll go into a dark room. It's just a very, very powerful headache. Your whole head feels like it's going to explode.
How long do they last?
Well, they can last from minutes to hours. I used to try to meditate.
Wow.
I used to take horrible sprays up the nasal sprays.
Right.
Oh, they were horrible. And I suffered with them till, I bet you I was 17, 18 when I got my first one, until I was about 30. I would get them. And they would come in clusters, so you get 2, 3, 4 of them sometimes in a week.
Oh, I get it.
And then they could last for a couple months. Then I wouldn't have them for a year, and so that's how they kind of classify them. And mine went away,
just kind of on their own.
No.
Oh.
Soon as I started chiropractic school and started getting regular adjustments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And knock on wood, you know, I haven't had one in 17, 18 years now.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is.
Well, and just another great word about getting adjusted.
Get adjusted.
Right.
You never know what can
what
help.
It's going to do. What
you
it's going to lead to.
You're right.
Since you brought up things up your nose, what do you think about Simply Saline?
Simply Saline?
Yeah.
As in?
Do you know about Simply Saline?
The nasal.
Product that you, I mean, anything that I have wrong with me generally around the house, my wife will go, get the Simply Saline. Do it.
I actually do nasal cleanses every day.
You know who used to do that? A very famous person that did those every single day?
Obviously a genius.
President Ronald Reagan.
See, look at that.
Seriously, nasal cleanse every single day. And
great,
he swore by them.
Great minds.
Exactly.
No, I do a squeeze bottle.
Really?
Every morning, yes.
So that's good stuff.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I've got great sinuses.
Look at that guy. He's got great sinuses. We're going to be back here with Dr. Rich Prather, Health Watch KC, right here on KCMO.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pill's going to cure my ill. I got a bad case of love.
listening to Health Watch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather.
Hey, welcome back. Rich Prather, of course, is a doctor of chiropractic. And a lot of people have not been to a chiropractor. I forget what the percentage was you threw out last week, but I was astounded by that because I've always gone to a chiropractor.
That only 7 to 10% of the population seeks out chiropractic care.
That's incredible. That means that you've got about 93% of the population who are going, I cannot move my... And here's the other thing, Dr. Prather. The things that people do nowadays... to get themselves knotted up and back pain and everything. I mean, and neck pain, you know, looking down at your computer screen and doing things like that. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you see along those lines?
Oh.
Where people have never gone to a chiropractor and they're like, I got to go.
Oh, Randy, I talk about posture to just about everybody who walks through the door.
You need to sit on a big ball.
Yeah. You've seen the big balls in the office.
Right. Yeah, right.
No, you can. I like those posture balls. They make you sit really nice and put a curve in your back.
Yeah.
Posture, most people misunderstand posture. They just think about their upper shoulders.
Yeah.
Posture starts in your low back. So I'm always talking about put the nice curve in your low back.
Right.
And then if you do it, you can watch someone's shoulders come naturally back a little. And then because we look down,
the
new term is tech's neck, and your kid, you're always telling them, put your iPhone down. And it leads to headaches, leads to lots of bad posture, leads to a whole lot of slew of other problems.
And the people that have not gone to chiropractor before, what are the reasons?
They just don't know.
They just don't know, right?
You don't know what you don't know.
Well, and that's why, you know, we invited you last week to send in your emails about questions.
Sure, sure.
And we got a bunch of them. You know, and one of the thing was, what do chiropractors treat?
Well,
what kinds of things? I mean, it's a dumb question, but it is. You know, people just don't know.
I know what I do.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah, well, I do.
Basically, we treat low back pain, neck pain, and headaches. Those are the big three. Those are the big three.
But now you also talk to people about diet, nutrition, exercise, posture.
Sure, posture.
Healthy habits.
A lot of healthy habits. Yeah. You know, if you're overweight, you're putting undue stress onto your system.
Right.
It's just a fact.
Okay, what about, somebody said, you know, is it safe to go to a chiropractor?
Is chiropractic safe?
Yeah.
Yes. Generally speaking, we are much safer. We're considered one of the safest alternative medicine forms that there are. There is a sticky little statistic in there that if you look at, that about 1 out of 100,000 treatments can lead to a problem. But there's 120,000 deaths.
It's not absolutely perfect.
No, but but you look at this statistic, about 120,000 deaths a year by taking your prescription medicines correctly.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You begin to weigh it out and you begin to realize, well, that's not a very big statistic at all.
Somebody sent us an email and said, is chiropractic treatment appropriate for children? And I'm sure you get that a lot.
I do.
I just heard a story the other day of a baby that had been having some severe problems, some kind of problems, and they took the baby to a chiropractor and... Man,
you'll get a lot of colicky babies, so they're fussy when they eat.
So certain
chiropractors really are trained wonderfully in pediatric chiropractic care.
Now, do you treat...
I personally do not.
Yeah.
I don't have the certifications. I never went to do it, but I do know people who do. In fact, Dr. Clark does.
Yeah.
And wonderful. Children, remember, as they're growing, they're experiencing the world, they're running, they're tumbling, they're falling.
Right.
Those joints get put out of place. And a lot of times your child won't know.
Right.
But you'll see that they're acting a little different. They're turning their head a little bit different. And it's simple as getting an adjustment.
Yeah. I mean, just a simple adjustment. And the other thing that I've noticed from chiropractic is that once you get an adjustment, you kind of learn how to protect your own body.
Well, not only that, but then you begin to learn when it's out of place.
Yeah.
And
that's a good point. Yeah.
Hey. I need to go see the chiropractor.
Because you get used to pain.
Well, yes.
Don't you?
Oh, and whenever I hear, well, I have a high tolerance of pain, I tell them that's not a good thing.
All right. So you practiced today.
Yes.
So tell me what you saw today. What came in today in terms of, you know, things that you've seen
I
just
had
today?
A wide slew of very interesting patients today. some headaches, some constipation, some low back.
Constipation?
Yes.
Huh.
A wide variety.
How do you treat constipation?
Well, if you understand that the nervous system
comes out with a pencil.
The nerves come out of the low back, innervate the large intestine, then if certain segments are out of place.
Sorry, I asked.
There we go.
But here's the thing that I always come back to with you.
Uh-huh.
Everything's connected.
Yeah.
Everything's connected.
Nervous system runs everything.
You talked about TMJ. Mm-hmm. You talked about your neck, your headaches. All of that is connected.
Yeah.
And when you understand that, and you could be getting adjusted. I know when I've come to see you and I say, I've got this little pain in my chest, mm-hmm. you go, oh, yeah, there's something in your back that's out.
Sure.
You know, what?
No.
I said chest.
Over here.
Right.
I wasn't there for chest back day. I missed that day. So.
Right. but it's amazing because you just have no idea, until you get adjusted.
One of the most common reasons why someone can end up in the hospital thinking they're having a heart attack and they run every test under the sun and there's nothing wrong with you.
Yep.
Is that you can have a rib that's subluxated in your back.
Yep.
It wraps around to the front of you right over your heart and it hurts. I've been there. I felt it.
Me too. I've had it.
And it is a scary feeling when you don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about what about your hands? Are there things that you can do with your hands and you got thumb pain or things like that?
Oh, I thought you meant me. No.
No, you do all kinds of things with your hands.
There's lots of joints in your hands. Sure. Yeah. You can adjust any appendage, your thumbs and fingers, they can be adjusted. There's multiple bones in your hand also that can come out of place. And sometimes you have to adjust them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing too. We have horses. So mm-hmm. we have an animal chiropractor that comes out and adjusts the horses. And it's amazing when you see these horses that all of a sudden that are kind of nervous and they just relax.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, that's magic. I mean, it's just magic.
It is.
You know, that's incredible. Is there anything that that people should know about a chiropractor and never ask about?
Well,
How do you select a chiropractor?
Well, that's a good question. And I've always gone with sometimes it takes several chiropractors to experience.
Right.
Don't just say, well, I went to have that chiropractor. It didn't work. All chiropractic is horrible.
Right. It's like taking one aspirin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not necessarily the case. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of checking around. A lot of times I'd say, well, did someone give you a referral, family, friend member?
Yeah, right.
You can look them up online. You're going to get the best person, with the Google.
Yeah, right.
But more than
he
likely.
He had 5 stars.
He did.
Yeah, that's a little testy. Well, listen, I'm excited. Coming up in the next segment, your friend that is a biological dentist. I mean, just
Dr. Jack Ferguson.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm excited to find out about this. It's a whole new world as we're learning every single week on this program, but that's going to be fun.
It is. Dr. Jack is a wonderful guy.
Dr.
You're going to love
Ferguson,
it.
Dr. Ferguson coming up next right here on HealthWatch KC on KCMO. This is Randy Miller, and we've got some cool things going on at randymillerradio.com. You just never know when you come in a studio, Michael, what you're going to find. And it's great because that's what makes the podcast world so cool. There's no time limits. There's no anything.
You just open up door number 3 and look what you got.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Who knows
you come in
here.
There's a sheriff, a science teacher, somebody with 3 tails. I don't know what's going on.
Beer, refrigerator,
that's
snare
right.
guns, guitars.
That's right.
They've got all of them.
David Nace and Jimmy Nace are here, and the fabulous Nace brothers. Well, do something for us here. What do you want to do?
Randy. Let them have it, Randy.
RandyMillerRadio.com is our daily podcast, and it's available all the time, 24/7, if you're brave enough to listen. Just go to RandyMillerRadio.com and turn it up.
It's Randy Miller, 24/7.
whenever you're brave enough to listen on randymillerradio.com.
I saw country doctor, asked him what was wrong with me.
You're listening to Health Watch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather.
Hey, welcome back to Health Watch KC. It's Randy Miller, Dr. Rich Prather, and this is exciting stuff. I've never heard of a biological dentist.
I know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Dr. Jack Ferguson.
Dr. Jack Ferguson is here. Dr. Jack, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, gentlemen, tonight?
Now, how long have you been doing biological dentistry?
I have been doing biological dentistry for about 30 years now.
Really?
Yes.
And so what is it?
It's taking the mouth and looking at how it relates to the whole body as far as health-wise.
So it's a very holistic approach.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
In terms of how would you separate, you know, what you do and what a traditional dentist would do?
Right. What we do is probably the biggest thing I would say is take more time when we talk to our patients, we find out who they are, what health conditions they may have, and how that relates to what's going on in their mouth, and also what's going on in their mouth and how it affects their health, whether or not it's infection, choices of dental materials. A lot of times we can tell a patient's health status by looking to see how healthy their mouth is. If we find out that their mouth is inflamed, a lot of periodontal disease,
right.
A lot of times it shows up through the rest of the body as well.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like the same kind of holistic approach that you take, Rich, in terms of finding out about your patient.
Sure.
And any kind of underlying conditions.
Yes.
And that's just seems like the way that everybody should do it.
You would think it would be a little bit more known. Yeah, right.
But now that's not the case with my dentist. I mean, you go in and you lay down and he comes in and graces you with his presence for a few seconds, and then he's gone.
Well, right. What got you into this, Dr. Jack?
The guys I know that have gone into biological dentistry, they have a personal story.
Yeah.
Where when I was in dental school, I had a mouthful of mercury fillings. As a kid, I lived a block away from a drugstore that I thought cherry Cokes is what you lived on.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Nickel candy bars, sure. Cherry Cokes.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought that was what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And so every time I trip to the dentist, it was more fillings. When I was in dental school, one of our first courses we had was dental materials, and they tell us what's in the fillings. And the first course was tell us what's in amalgam. That's what dentists like to call the silver fillings, the mercury fillings.
Amalgam,
because it doesn't sound threatening, does it?
It sounds good.
Amalgam.
That sounds very expensive.
It sounds like a wine, actually, amalgam.
Yeah, I just have a mouthful of amalgam.
Or a new kind of car, you know, an amalgam.
That's right. I've got the new Dodge Amalgam.
Yes. So it found out that it was 55% mercury, 30% silver, and the rest copper, tin, and zinc.
Is it really that much?
55% mercury. And why don't dentists call them mercury fillings, which is what they are?
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound as sexy as
right.
amalgam.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew then that they were taking mercury out of most consumer products. So when I looked at my fillings and the dentist down at the school, I said, your fillings are old and failing. You need to replace them. And I said, well, what are my choices? You know, I'm learning as I go, too.
Right.
And they said a gold is the Cadillac standard at that time, not toxic, lasts forever, and or mercury. And I said, well, I'm going to do gold. Gold was a little less expensive back then. Thank God. and so I had mine replaced with gold. But having 10 fillings replaced over about a month's time.
Wow.
And dental school does a lot of things well as far as being thorough. But I know that I swallowed a lot, breathed it in, inhaled it.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, I started getting sore throats, fever, malaise.
Wow.
You know, just wasn't feeling well. So you go to your typical doctor and he hands you a prescription for an antibiotic. So
here's a pill.
Here's a pill. Don't call me unless you're starting to die and call me again.
Yeah.
So I took the antibiotic, didn't work, go back. I get a second one, a stronger one, and then a third one. And after this third one, the sore throat finally went away. But within a month, I noticed that all of a sudden my food started passing faster than normal. I developed what was called irritable bowel syndrome. Go back to the same doctor, and he said, yes, you need to see a gastroenterologist. you know, instead of sitting there and kind of putting a timeline together of what happened to my health. Yeah, yeah.
So the circle begins.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I don't handle that, but I know a guy.
Yep. Yeah. 30 seconds to make a diagnosis, hand your prescription, and hop to the next patient.
Yeah.
That's how medicine works, unfortunately.
Yep.
So go to a gastroenterologist, and I describe to him what's happening. And he said, well, your classic signs of irritable bowel syndrome. Here's another medication. And at that time, it was, you know, another 30-second consultation.
Yeah.
Phenobarbital, and it slows down intestinal motility, but also slows down your brain function.
Yeah, right.
And so I was on that for about 3 weeks, and I said, this isn't good for me. I don't need to be taking this stuff.
Yeah.
So I went off of it. But I lost about, I'd say 25, 30 pounds and researched it. And I went on a rotary diet of not eating the same food for 4 days, and I got it under control. And just thought, well, you know, I was 28 years old. This stuff happened. And I'm not putting two and two together. And got through dental school. It was hard. My health was fragile.
Yeah.
I just wasn't, you know, feeling like I did before. Got out, and I started practicing dentistry the way I was trained to in dental school. So all day long.
Why not? That's the way everybody does
it. Right, right. This is these guys tell me the truth, so I got to be doing it this way. I'm in the club. I'm in the club.
Right.
I'm in the club.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm in the club.
Sure.
So all day long, I'm putting in and taking out mercury fillings, and I'm breathing in a cloud of this stuff. And I started getting rashes, fatigue, some depression. And so.
So it really affected you.
Severely. Yeah. And started going to the doctors again, the regular ones.
Same kind of thing, same cycle, starting
30,
over.
30-second diagnosis.
Right again.
Yep. And so about 2 years of this, and finally talking with people, he said, you need to go down to Dallas, Texas. There's a Dr. Ray, who's an environmental medicine specialist. And what he does is try to look for environmental causes for illness, and not just treating the illness, but treating the underlying condition.
Right.
I said, boy, that kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah, you know, right.
After trying all these other things. And so I went down to Dr. Ray's, and of course you fill out, you know, 50 pages of stuff your whole life, essentially.
And things that any other doctors have never asked you.
Never asked me. Never. You know, things of the health of your mother. I mean, even, stuff that happened to you.
That would be important.
Yeah,
you know?
Genetics and those kind of things.
Right.
And, you know, a 2-hour consultation. I mean, you just sit in there.
Wow.
You tell him your story, he reads, and he looked at me and he said, all your symptoms point to that you're mercury poisoned.
Wow.
And
the light bulb must have gone off.
Yeah. It was like, starting to make sense.
Yeah.
And he starts naming off the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably had every one of them.
Wow.
And so there's a test. It's called, at the time, a DMPS challenge test, where you take a medication and then they collect your urine and they find out what your levels are. And I was 50 times normal.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
there's nothing wrong with mercury.
No.
And so he said, you need to get this out of your body. And he prescribed a medication. And then found a doctor back in Kansas City and started IV, what we call chelation, that pulls out heavy metals.
Right.
And miraculously, after a couple, I started feeling better. And I did about 35 rounds of it. Actually, I was so mercury toxic. And so it came to a realization, if this is making me sick, what's it doing for my patients?
Right. I'm doing this to my patients.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was a real, you know, sitting in that day of reckoning type of thing.
Yeah.
I'd heard of a Dr. Huggins who wrote the book All in Your Head from back in the 70s. And he was teaching courses at the time on how to be a mercury-free dentist and how to do it safely.
And they probably thought he was a pariah at the time.
Sure. They did.
Yeah.
They did. They went after him.
What a nut.
A nut job.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
And went out, took training for him, and kind of opened up my world that, you know, questioning conventional wisdom. And this is kind of what we learn to do. And when you do, you just knock down those doors and question the science behind it. And from things from root canals to filling materials to use of fluoride and how all those things can impact our health.
We're talking to Dr. Jack Ferguson here, biological dentist on Health Watch KC.
Telling you, Randy, you're learning a lot.
Okay, so when we come back, we got a couple of phone calls, and then I've got more questions. This is great stuff.
It is.
Health Watch KC continues right after this on KCMO.
Hey now, mama, you look so fine. Riding around.
You're listening to Health Watch KC with Randy Miller and Dr. Rich Prather.
And Dr. Jack Ferguson, a biological dentist. How many of them are there in the known universe?
That's a good question. There's probably three organizations that actually, when you come to this in your career, you want to get together with like-thinking people.
Sure.
And there's three organizations that are holistic dental societies.
How many Kansas City area?
There's probably about five now dentists total. And there's maybe 12 to 1,500 across the country.
Dr. Jack, when I hear you tell your story, it's like, why would you go to a regular dentist now? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
You know, and I say regular, now I mean irregular, because what you do is the normal stuff.
To me, it is.
What about things like what you breathe, like anesthesia and those kinds of things?
What the patients who find us, in the same way that find Rich, I call them the truth seekers in life.
Yeah.
And they've already had their stories where they had a health issue where traditional medicine let them down. And so they start on a path of health, nutrition, wellness, and they start off by just changing their diets, making a few changes. And then they talk to their friend who gives a referral, or they get on the internet. Now, you can Google search mercury fillings and find out what's in them.
Well, and that's the other thing we've talked about a lot on the show is people are smarter now about their health.
They are. Mm-hmm. What used to be when patients came in to me before the internet, and I go back that far, I'd have to spend an hour telling them why I was a mercury-free dentist.
Right.
Now they come in and they say, Doc, save your breath. When do we start?
Yeah.
Wow. Because they've researched it. They've talked to their friends and they made the decisions. And it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Once you start eating right, you go, well, if I'm eating right, why do I want to poison myself with what's in my mouth?
Yeah.
And we do share same patients and same people, same mentalities
I'll bet. I mean, it's that same kind of community.
Sure.
It is.
You know, looking for the holistic approach and a way to.
It's a wacky community.
Natural remedy. Well, sure it is. What about what's the stuff you breathe in? What is that?
Nitrous oxide?
Oh, my gosh, I love the nitrous.
Yeah.
Oh, man, do you do the nitrous? Oh,
we do have the nitrous.
Oh, man, do I love the nitrous.
Yeah, because it's for some patients that have that.
Yeah, that calming effect?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, don't give him nitrous. He won't leave.
I get it at home.
Oh.
We got a call here. This is Jamie from Southern Johnson County. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, hey.
Hey, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, how far southern Johnson County are you?
Well, I don't know how to say it any other. I just moved here from Georgia.
Oh,
so
okay. All right. Well, we'll talk slower. Now, you are a dental hygienist?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. So
I was really interested. I was listening to the show, and I just thought that was really interesting what he was talking about. And I just wanted to learn more about it because I have not come across this in my profession. I mean, I've met some holistic dentists across that didn't practice where I lived, but I've never worked for one.
Huh. And well, so what do you think about that?
I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, I've used to work for dentists that would use mercury, mercury fillings, the amalgams, but in the last several years, I haven't worked for a dentist who does that because, I think they're not really mainstream anymore. I guess what we worry about now is all the toxic effects that they have on people that have amalgams in their mouth still. But, that's awesome that it's coming to the forefront now.
What kind of what replaced the amalgams?
The choices nowadays are composites, which are the resin. They're a form of a plastic. And there's difference in quality and grades of those as well. Porcelain is probably the Cadillac of filling materials because it's fired in an oven and it's doesn't outgas. Some gold is still used, but the price has really gotten prohibitive.
Yeah,
but
right.
Composites, some of the early generation composites, I had some questions about some materials that were in there too because that was always a choice. Okay, we know our mercury is bad. What is better?
Yeah.
And composites are much better, and they've improved what's in those in the last few years as well.
How about natural bamboo? Have you ever tried?
You ought to patent that.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm kind of curious, how do you get the mercury fillings out nowadays?
Well, let me just ask Jamie real quick. Jamie, what do you guys use at your practice?
Well, I've worked for dentists who just take them out with the handpiece that they use forever. I mean,
right.
I know there's another way to do it, and we don't practice that in the office that I work at currently, but they just take them out. So like he was saying, I mean, you're taking the mercury out, the fumes are in the office.
Yeah, right.
In the patient's mouth.
But I mean, what kind of materials do you use now for your fillings?
We use composite or porcelain.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Jamie, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I love your show. I listen as much as I can. I love this health segment. This is wonderful news. I've learned so much.
It's good stuff. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what were you going to ask?
I was asking, how do you go about taking the mercury fillings out now to make it safe?
Good question. A lot of dentists, as she alluded to, have given up using mercury or amalgam fillings. A lot of it's cosmetically driven. A lot of people, you get the choice. You want the black filling, you want the white filling. Well, I'll take the white filling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it comes down to there's billions of mercury fillings in people's heads in the United States from when we were kids. How do you get those out safely? When you think about it, mercury is liquid at room temperature.
Exactly.
And if you put a high-speed drill on a mercury filling, that vaporizes it and you create a mercury cloud.
Wow.
Yeah, they've actually done studies and shown how far it really spreads.
Oh, wow.
These hand pieces turn to 200,000 to 400,000 RPMs per minute.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of the training I've had with Dr. Huggins and the Environmental Dental Society I'm in are how to do it safely. And we have a safe protocol of how we have the patient breathe oxygen through their nose. We use rubber dams, special suctions that go around the teeth.
Right.
We have an evacuator that sits below the chin that just pulls the air from the ambient room.
So it's
into
almost
that.
Filtered.
It
out.
Is.
Wow.
I mean,
it's like almost like a toxic,
waste
process.
Site.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's why we treat it at.
Okay.
Now the EPA, if you have mercury in your office, the rules are very stringent. Huh. Comes in at a capsule sealed. Dentist and dental assistants can't handle it without gloves or mask on.
Wow.
If you have any extra mercury left over, you have to have a hazmat unit come out once a month to dispose of it.
But it was okay to put in teeth.
Yeah. It's okay to have in your head.
They'll joke in our circles are the only safe place for mercury is in a patient's head.
Man, this is fascinating stuff. We have to have you back on.
But, I think so. Yeah.
But for the people that want to find you, what's the best way to get to you?
Yes. My phone number, I'm in the Independence area off 40 Highway. The number there is 816-260-4431. 816-260-4431. Jack Ferguson.
Jack Ferguson. And it's just a fascinating discussion because I didn't even know that existed.
I knew you were going to love this. I knew it.
I mean, it's just fascinating. And for the people that are that really want to are into wellness and treating their body the way they should, that's got to be the way to go.
Right. It's a piece of the puzzle is what I tell you.
This is who I go see. This is my dentist.
That's incredible. Hey, thank you so much, Dr. Ferguson, for coming in.
Thank you for having me on.
Man, Rich, that is fascinating stuff. And it just reminds me of the first time I came into your place because that's the first time I had ever in my life been tested for metals.
Oh, metals. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think
about that. Nobody's ever asked about metals.
No, that it's not a big topic, is it?
No, I mean, it's incredible. We're going to have so many great guests and so many interesting people that you've never heard of that practice right here in Kansas City.
You're right, Kansas City.
The right way to do it. It's Health Watch KC. We'll be back here next Saturday on KCMO. Thanks for listening.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
The preceding program was sponsored by Brainstorm Media.